going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio, brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
The obscure jerseys are still rolling in here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Sal Capaccio with you live at Salem Field under a really great sun. Some clouds, but mostly sun. Salem Field, downtown Buffalo. The grounds crew is out. They're getting the field ready for tonight's game. Got a doubleheader going on tomorrow as well. Today, doubleheader. Tomorrow is 6:05, and you can get here, watch the game, and still get home in time to watch the Bills draft. So there's all these different games going on this weekend at times. And Obscure Jersey Night on Friday night right here. With the Bisons, Anthony Sprague, Bisons GM, joined me a little while ago, and he said, Friday's Obscure Jersey Night, they have amazing obscure jerseys every year they see here, and they give prizes away. So I asked you to send me some of them with picks, encouraged. Psycho Buffalo says he has a Dave LeMay, game-worn, Buffalo Stampede RHI jersey, championship season. RHI. I have to, what is that? Do I know what RHI stands for? Should I know that? RHI, is that just the kind of jersey? Someone's going to tell me what that means. But it looks amazing, I'll say that. Someone said, I wish I had that. What is it?
Would it be roller hockey?
Oh, yeah, that's what it is. Roller hockey, I think you're right. That's crazy. Come on, what are we doing here? This is amazing, I love it. How about this? Jeffy has a Bakari Rambo training camp jersey. I don't know where he got that. It doesn't say Rambo on it, but it is number 30. I don't know how you got that jersey from training camp, pal. Mark Pike Bills jersey, says Ken. Thank you very much. Okay, this is a great one. This is a great one. We got to get Brad. Listen to this, Brad. Brad, can you hear me over there? Brad, you listen? I got something for you. Ready? Listen to this. And Anthony Sprague. Brian just tweeted in. He said, when I was 12, I got to be the bat boy for the Bisons for a day. I met the butcher and got to wear what were then called the beach blanket jerseys when Buffalo was affiliated with the White Sox and that stripe across it. And he's got a picture. That's amazing. I love this. Very cool stuff. All right. Really great stuff here today on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
So
thanks a lot for hanging
RHI
with me.
Is. I figured it out.
Yes, go ahead.
The Roller Hockey International. It was a league.
Roller Hockey International. Thank you.
From 92 to 99. Buffalo had two teams. They had the Buffalo Stampede and the Buffalo Wings. They were at separate times.
Oh, my God. It's so cool to see some of this. Thank you so many of you for chiming in here. At Sal Sports on Twitter/X. Go on there. Show your jerseys if you can. Maybe you don't own it anymore. It doesn't fit anymore. Whatever the reason is, you could do that. Appreciate that. Give me a call, 803-0550. I'm standing here, sitting actually, inside the dugout, the first base dugout at Salem Field. And as I look out, right in front of me is Roswell Park. You know, they're a big part of here, Buffalo, the Bisons, and of course, we want you to join us in the fight against cancer by riding with Bulldog and WGR's Ride for Roswell team on Saturday, June 28th. Once you join our team, you'll receive an email to pick up your team t-shirt and water bottle at Tom's Pro Bikes on Walden Avenue in Lancaster. If you're not a rider, don't worry. You can still support the cause by donating to our team and helping us reach our goal of $10,000 before the ride. Visit WGR550.com. We're going to hear from Tre'Davious White in a little while, but let's go out to Chuck, who's up next on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. What do you got for me, Chuck?
Hey, Sal. Thanks for taking my call.
Yep.
So you talk about obscure jerseys. I have a couple. It's actually like my thing that I'd ask for birthdays and other special events. I have a Michael Scott Dunder Mifflin soccer jersey from like when they were on like the show.
Yeah.
Or it was like a volleyball jersey, I think. And I have a Goldberg Mighty Ducks goalie jersey as well.
Amazing. I love it.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing that, Chuck. Those are, I love the fact that you actually seek them out and want people to give them to you for presents and for gifts, because if that's your thing and you're a collector, it's no different than someone collecting baseball cards or coins or something like that. So very cool. Love to hear that. Love to get your responses here. We're going to hear from Tre'Davious White. He was down at One Bills Drive yesterday. It was our first chance to talk with him really in over a year, right? I mean, even longer than that. Truth is, when Tre'Davious was even coming back from his original knee injury, he didn't do much media. He didn't talk to the media much. He did one day. There was a very emotional scrum that we had after he'd returned and before he came back from the Achilles, from the knee, excuse me. But then, of course, he did tear his Achilles, and we didn't really hear from him much because his season was over, and then the Bills moved on from him last year in the offseason as a post-June 1 cut. Well, now he's back. And yesterday, down at One Bills Drive, Josh Allen talked about the opening of Phase 1 and offseason workouts. Brandon Bean spoke about the draft, his pre-draft press conference. In between was Tre'Davious White. And I know we weren't able to bring that to you right away on WGR, but we're going to do that right now because I think it was really, really interesting. And you'll hear the emotion in his voice and what it means for Tre'Davious White to come back to Buffalo and be a part of the Buffalo Bills. So let's do that for you right now. This is Tre'Davious White yesterday down at One Bills Drive. After we hear from him, I'll be back here at Salem Field in downtown Buffalo.
Micah, opportunity you thought out there?
You say what?
Was this the best opportunity you felt out there?
Why not? Oh. My answer is why not? Well, I mean, as a player myself personally, I always wanted to play for one team my entire career. Unfortunately, that wasn't able to happen. But having the opportunity to come back and do it with guys that I know, that I've grown with, went through so much adversity with, seeing me injured, come back, injured again. So having that opportunity is something that I can't pass up.
Trey, what did you learn from your time, you know, last year being away
from you? To appreciate the time. Appreciate the people that you do it with, because you never know. You never know if you're, when it's your last time doing it with people that you started with. So throughout the free agency process, even after the game, you know, even though we lost, but all the people that I went up to, I was like, look, let's try to work this thing out. I know y'all got a game to play next week, but if we can get to a place where, you know, I can get an opportunity to come back, I would love to do it.
Trey, so many players have been here, left, and then returned. What is it about the things that they do in this building that make it attractive once some players leave to come back?
It's a combination of a lot of things. Like, I could talk about the players, I could talk about the coaches, I could talk about the front office, but it's just a fit. I don't think anybody that ever came back had a clear answer to why, but when you get here, it's just a feel. Like, me walking through the door yesterday, it just seemed like I never left. Like, so many familiar faces, some new faces too, but I just felt in place, I felt home. So for that, like, I'm forever grateful, and I'm so thankful to be back, for sure.
Tell us more about that, coming back yesterday. Like, what was it like to see everyone? What was the reaction like?
Oh, the reaction was everything I expected. I knew everybody would be excited, but I was even more excited because just get an opportunity to play ball again, but with guys that, like, I really know. Like, Taren, I was in his wedding. So it's like close friends. It's really close people that I really care about. And it's not like a work relationship. It's really a relationship outside of the field.
How did you deal with getting cut? Knowing that there were injuries and what the team was going through salary cap wise. Yeah. How did you deal with that and not hold it against the Bills?
Well,
or did you?
I didn't, because I know it's a business. But that was hard. That was hard. Just being that this is the place that drafted me. So many relationships that I really cherish for a lifetime. It was hard because it wasn't something that it was just up to me. I see if I was playing and it was just wasn't working out wise and I get cut, but it was for something that I couldn't control. So that was the thing that hurt me the most, because I felt like if it wasn't that way, that I'd still be a Buffalo Bill going into year 9 with one hat under my name, and that's something that I always wanted. But moving forward, I got a bigger appreciation, man. Like, this place is so special, so special to my family too, that this is the only place that I really want to be, and do it the right way. Hopefully we get a Super Bowl here and I'll be a part of it, because I was telling Taryn was talking all throughout last year. I was like, y'all win a Super Bowl without me. Like, I'm getting an honorary ring. Y'all gonna have to send that to me. I'm gonna need that for sure, because I feel like I played a part in it. But it was hard, man, because I had so many goals. I had so many goals for myself, seeing myself in that uniform, that red, white, and blue. The things that I was able to accomplish, and the people that I was able to do it with, is just being back here to where it all started is full circle, and this how it's supposed to be.
Jesus, how much did ending your season here last year contribute to kind of like getting the itch to come back?
I would say I didn't want my last game playing in the NFL to be on that field against the Buffalo Bills. So that would have been terrible. That would be something terrible that I had to deal with for the rest of my life. But now that's behind me, and I'm looking forward to this year. I'm looking forward to just going through the process, going into the meeting rooms, just doing everything over again. This is the right way. This is how it's supposed to be for me.
When did things start?
What was last year like in terms of coming back from the injury and being on different teams? Like, what did you take from that? What was that experience like?
It was a learning experience. I would say being at two different places in 1 year, like, it definitely opened my eyes to, you know, a lot of people do things different, and it's a lot of different ways that you can get to the end destination. But I feel like this is the only way that I really pretty much knew extensively, and that I knew that I feel like would work. But I think that, man, what I went through last year is something that it's something I'll never forget. It's in my football life, but it taught me so much about the game and just how to cherish the people too. Because, you know, going to two different places in 1 year, like, those are work relationships. Those are not authentic, built relationships that are gonna last a lifetime like my relationships that I have here. So I told my agent, man, I was like, look, if you can't get Buffalo on the line, just don't call me. This is the place that I want to be. So we were able to do it, and man, I was ready to go. Like, I was so excited. My entire family is excited. They're so excited to go into their attics, unbox those Buffalo Blue jerseys, and start back wearing the Buffalo Blue again. So this is a big time for me.
How are we feeling now, Trey? And was there a point where you felt like the injuries were finally behind you?
I'm feeling good now. Now it's just, you know, football is a 100% injury game, so you never know how injuries are going to show up. So only thing that I can do is do the best that I could to put my body in the best situation to perform at a high level. And with football, you know, injuries are unexpected, so those are things that, you know, you pretty much can't control. But for the controllable injuries, the soft tissue things like that, I'm on top of it, and I'm doing everything I can to prevent things like that. But as far as, like, freak accidents, you know, you never know. So only thing I could do is put my best foot forward each and every day and just try to get my body in tip-top shape so it could be resilient against things like that.
What are your discussions with the team? What did they envision as far as your role this second go-around? And personally, how do you do that moving forward this second time around? What are you trying to get out of this opportunity?
I'm trying to win. You know, this is everybody knows the position the Buffalo Bills are in. I have been in for the last few years, and obviously it's to, you know, win a Super Bowl, man. Like, we've done everything but that, so I feel like that's the only goal that we have here is to win a Super Bowl and create great men while doing it.
Trey, when you got released last year, Sean McDermott was like visibly emotional talking about what you meant to the organization. I wonder, did you ever see that or hear that, and did you realize how big of an impact you had left when you first left?
Well, you know, when you're in it, you really never know, like, the impact that you have on people until you're gone or it's over. And Coach McDermott and I, we share a great bond just because I'm his first draft pick and of his first job, so that's something that we always cherish, but to hear him say that, like, that meant the world to me because he's one of the people that's to see the work that a lot of people don't see, like me here over the summer, going through rehab, just trying to do everything I can to be the best version of myself. And so for him to say that, because he coached a lot of great players. So for him to say that about me, like, that's something that I forever cherish because I know it comes from a genuine place coming from him.
What is your mindset when it comes to knowing that there's a starting opportunity opposite Christian? And in connection with your health and where you're at mentally and physically going into this season?
Mentally and physically, I'm great. Like, my therapist told me to leave the past in the past, and that's what I'm going to do, and I'm going to move forward because that's all I can do. But just knowing the position that I'm in now, like, the only thing I can come in and do the best that I can and showcase my talents to the best of my ability, and that's all I'm looking to do.
Trey, when did things start to materialize with the Bills and getting back here?
Well, we've been talking about this thing for a few months, and trying to get it right, trying to get it to where it makes sense, but ultimately, this is where I want it to be, so however we could make it work for both parties, that's what we did, and they were happy, I was happy, and I was just happy to get back. So, you know, those things are going to take care of themselves was what I learned over my time being a professional, but what ultimately matters, what happens when you get here and you get around your teammates and you start to work out together, watch film together, hang out together, and things like that. So that's the part, you know, that's the most important, you know, that the contractual part is something that's going to take care of itself, but being able to do it with people, like I said before, that you really genuinely love, that's something that's priceless.
Trey, how have you seen Christian grow into the player he's become?
Oh, man. Oh, CB, he's a dog, man. Like, I'm legit genuinely proud and so happy for him because to be a sixth-round pick, you know, you're fighting the odds. You come in with a first-round pick in the same draft, too, and then to be able to go through all that and come out the way he's come out and continue to get better and better. The sky's the limit for him. He total cornerback, take the ball away, tackle, does everything right, always in the right position. So the success that he's having is not a surprise because when he came in as a rookie, he was ahead of the learning curve, like as far as the playbook, as far as like technique and how he sees the game. Like, he was already a cerebral guy. So I feel like the stride that he's making now is not a surprise to the people that have seen him from when he first walked in.
Trey, we've seen you have a family here in Buffalo. You've been with us for a while. I mean, you know, you're to the point now where you're a big part of this community in a lot of ways. What did it mean to your family to be a part of this community again and when that decision was happening?
Oh, I mean, it was a no-brainer. I always, you know, that was always a conversation between my family and I. It's just like, you know, we know free agency was coming and I knew that, you know, we'll have some interest but ultimately I was like, if we got an opportunity to go back to Buffalo, that would be the perfect match because, you know, similar people, like I know the defensive scheme, I know how to program, I know how the schedule works. So it's just like me getting comfortable because I'm a routine-based guy. So with me already knowing how things pretty much work, like that gave me a good sense of comfort.
Trey, I know you only signed a one-year deal, but you just turned 30.
Yeah.
I mean, you're still relatively young, and what do you think about like the future and where it holds for you and how this can go from here on out, not just this year?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you just take it a day at a time, like always, but, you know, I try to stay in the moment. I'm going to try to stay in the moment and try to not to look too much into the future because, you know, with those things, you never know how it goes, but just me going through what I went through last year, it just caused me to just be in the moment, to enjoy what I'm going through right now, today, at this present moment. And I'm enjoying this interview too right now with you, Sal. So yeah, I just think that I just gotta appreciate the moment now and not try to look forward to what could happen, you know, in the future.
Trey, you mentioned first time around that you were in the moment, you're here and you're in it. You don't really see anything outside of the peripheral. Are you now going to try to soak things in more this time around, especially at this stage of your career?
Oh, most definitely. You know, with time comes, you know, you get knowledge and you just become more understanding of situations and things. So with me just being so young when I first got here and the years in, it was just like, you know, I'm thinking I'm always get that time back and get those chances of get those memories back with the team, with the people that I love. Like, so, you know, I get hurt with the Achilles and I didn't never know that I'd never play with Micah and Jordan again. Like, I never knew that. So, like, things like that, what makes me come around full circle to, like, I really got to appreciate and really just sit back and just take it in and not try to think about the future or the past, just be in the moment because, you know, you never know. And, like, this time around, I feel like, you know, with the knowledge that I have now and just the life, how life has worked out for me over these last few years, I just think the best thing for me to do is just stay in the moment and be present with what I have to do right now because that's all we promised.
What was it like being on the other sideline going against Josh Allen?
That's something that I didn't want. I didn't want to be on the other side. Like, seeing how much success that the team was having, like that, like I was legit genuinely happy because it was like I played a part in it somehow. Like, those guys are rolling. Like, I'm watching TV. I'm watching them play certain games. And I'm like, I'm looking at defense. I'm like, oh, they're in that car. They're in that car. They doing that. So it was just like, I'm kind of on the team a little bit. But I'm like, Coach McDermott called a timeout right now. Like, I'm going through the whole scenarios. I'm like, yeah, like, those are my boys. But, man, I'm so excited to be back, man. This is, you guys don't understand, like, how much it meant to me that, you know, these guys reached out and thought enough of me to bring me back.
Have you spoken to Poirier or Hyde since, you know, your arrival?
Oh, yeah. We talk all the time. Like, when Micah got back here last year, he was calling me. We was talking all the time. Even Poe, FaceTime from Miami. Like, we talk a lot. When I say, like, genuine love for the people that I go to work with, like, those are my brothers. Like, Micah, Poe, Taryn, Dane, like, the original crew, like, those guys are guys that I always love, so.
That is Buffalo Bills cornerback. Yes, Buffalo Bills cornerback, Tre'Davious White. Not Ravens cornerback anymore, not Rams cornerback anymore. Once again, Buffalo Bills cornerback, Tre'Davious White. He held a media availability, was part of that, yesterday at One Bills Drive. Today, his former teammate, Bills former safety Micah Hyde, is going to have his Hyde softball, charity softball game press conference from down here at Salem Field. Everything is set up, the backdrop over at home plate, it looks great. And we're going to hear from Micah Hyde at noon today. And I'm sure he's going to be asked, what's it like to see Tre'Davious White back in Buffalo? I know Micah's not playing, but Tre'Davious is there. But Micah's on his way down. We're going to hear from him at noon. And we're going to have a lot more for you here at WGR, WGR550.com, at Sal Sports, including your obscure jerseys I've been asking you for because Friday night is Obscure Jersey Night down here at Salem Field with the Bisons, one of the promotions they run. Tomorrow, they have a game at 6:05, then it's the NFL draft going on, and you can go to the game, go home, be a part of the draft. And then how about this? Friday night, you know what else is going on besides Obscure Jersey Night? Whalen Brewing in Orchard Park is where you can find the ultimate draft party from 7 to 10, hosted by Jeremy and Joe. Test your knowledge with 5 rounds of trivia for awesome prizes, courtesy of Whalen, plus a special themed menu. Don't miss the party. Visit WGR550.com. for details. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back here live at Salem Field in downtown Buffalo, getting ready for the Micah Hyde Charity Softball Game press conference and talking NFL Draft with you on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
All right, listen all week for your chance to win a pair of tickets to the 5th annual Micah Hyde Charity Softball Game right here at Salem Field in downtown Buffalo, Sunday, May 4th. As your favorite offensive and defensive players play against each other to benefit the Imagine for Youth Foundation. Tickets are on sale at HydeCharitySoftball.com and Bisons.com. That's where I am right now. I am actually sitting in the dugout. Technology is amazing, Josh. I have the ability to walk around. I'm going to do that. I'm going to walk up the steps. I feel like I'm coming out to actually play a game. And I'm literally walking on the outside track, if you will, and now on the grass here. I don't want to go on the diamond. That is a sin in baseball with the work that these people put in, and for good reason. The hose is out. They have some things covered. The bases are not in. They're hanging out there. I'm not going to walk on the diamond because that would be really bad for me. Somebody would tackle me probably, to be honest with you. We don't want that. But I will walk around here along the track because you know why? Josh, it's beautiful out here. It is great. Have you been to this yet before, Josh? Oh.
Sorry about that, Sal. What's up? Sorry, I was answering a phone call.
I said, have you been to this before? I'm sorry. I thought I lost you. I'm sorry. Have you been to this before, the charity softball game?
Yeah, I went a couple years ago, actually. It was a little rainy and everything, but it was still a great time all throughout.
Yeah.
I think that was the year that Josh Allen actually hit a softball onto the road. Which was
I think he's done
that
a few times.
Well,
that's right.
Yeah, that's true. But I do remember
somebody.
It
might have been. Well, didn't we have when that happened that year? I think we did a WGR poll, or Jeremy went on the air and he said something like, "No, it was Joe. Joe said if Josh Allen hit a ball and you were driving on the 190 or nearby there, and it hit your car and dented it, would you ever get it fixed?" Because Josh Allen hit the ball.
I remember that, yeah.
That was a question we asked on the radio.
I don't think I'd ever get it fixed. I think I would just, like, circle it and write next to it, like, what it is. So
you have to have him sign it, right?
Yeah,
you got to get, like, you somehow, Josh, you got to sign my car. You dented it with a softball.
That would be
when you hit it 400 feet.
The coolest thing ever. Like,
you think about it. Yeah.
If you ever had to, like, say it was, like, your door, right? If you ever had to sell the car, you'd just, like, take the door off and, like, hang it on the wall. That would be, like, the most obscure,
yes.
We're talking obscure jerseys, that'd be, like, the most obscure piece of sports memorabilia ever.
No doubt about it.
Of a car.
So I'm looking at it right now. I'm looking out in left field. And if you've been here and you know what I'm talking about. So there's the protective netting out in left field to make sure that the balls that are hit during games don't go onto the road where people are driving. Because that is a massive shot. Like, to hit it over the net, I mean, it's 325 down the line. It's 364 to the alley. So in between there, you're talking 340. So even if it's down the line, the shortest spot, you hit it down the line, you hit 325. It's a good, I mean, John, how high up do you think? 50 feet up, right? I'm asking John here. About 50 feet up. So you'd have to hit 325 plus 50 feet up in the air. This is like one of those deals where, like, Tyler Bass kicks a ball, and you're like, oh, my God, that would have been good from 70 because it was so far up the uprights when it went through. You'd have to – and Josh did this. Josh literally did this. He hit it over that netting one time. That's how far the softball traveled, which is absolutely amazing to think about. Somebody could do that. And, yes, as Anthony Sprague, the GM of the Bison, said a little bit earlier today, Josh, they don't have the firm in-pen marker commitment that'll be here, but he's been talking about being here. And even so much that he said he wants to put on a show. So how about that?
Sounds get down like somebody's here for been the hitting a batting
yes.
cage.
Oh, I love it. So get down here for the high charity softball game on Sunday, May 4th. Get your tickets at bisons.com. It's a great tailgate beforehand. And I will tell you, just from personal experience, I've been down here for all of these. I've been the on-field MC for these. These guys stay after and sign. And, you know, I'm not promising anybody on the radio here, Sal Capaccio says you're going to get an autograph. But I will tell you, these players, they understand what it means to this community to have this event, to be a part of it, and for the money that's raised for all these foundations. And a lot of these guys stick around, and they sign autographs. They sign softballs and pictures or whatever. And it's really cool. And if you get a chance, come on down. It's going to be a great time. Sunday, May 4th, down here at Salem Field for the Hyde charity softball game. Okay, we are waiting on Micah Hyde. Hopefully he shows up before we get off the air here, and if that's the case, we'll have him on the air. But in the meantime, let's take a timeout, and we'll get you a break here in before we come back here to Salem Field and hopefully have Micah Hyde at least before he steps to the home plate area where he's going to be talking to the local media at 12 noon here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. All right, welcome back here to sunny Salem Field here in downtown Buffalo. Sal Capaccio with you on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. How about this timing right now? I got Micah Hyde who's walking right up to me. Micah, we're live on the radio. We're live on the air here, buddy. So hate to throw a microphone in your face, but we know why you're here for the press conference for the media. But as long as I got a chance here. Yeah, I think that's why we're here, right? Looks great. What a great day for this, right?
Beautiful day. I'm hearing it's going to be similar to this come next Sunday. Knock on wood. Hopefully that, you know, we get 64 and sunny like this. But you never know. It's Buffalo.
When did you get back in town?
I got in last night. Woke up this morning. Got a quick haircut because I look like a caveman. And here we are for this press conference.
It's going to be amazing. We've already been talking about some of the different ways that you're going to be raising money, not just for Imagine for Youth.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about how it has changed and evolved over the years to help out with all these different foundations.
Well, I think in order for good events to stay successful, is you got to evolve. And like you just mentioned. And for us this year, we're going to not only be profiting from the proceeds, Imagine for Youth, but also each and every player on the team that attends that has a nonprofit is always, we're all going to cut the pie evenly. So I feel like, you know, this is finally, it's to a point where, you know, it's, our vision has kind of came true. You know, we wanted this to eventually be an overall charity game for all guys on the team, that the community supports the players. Players, you know, come out here and have a good time. And, you know, I couldn't be more happy with the support that, you know, this community has showed over the years and continues to show.
You talked about how the vision started. I remember maybe 3,000 people here the first year.
Yeah.
We're up to 16,000 sold out, tailgating outside, people trying to get in. How does that make you feel? How proud are you to see it grow the way it has?
It's been a blessing. It's been a blessing to be able to not only have the support from the community for myself, you know, my name and my family and us, but also for the foundation and now going to be, you know, hopefully moving forward, other guys' foundation. So I just feel like it's a huge way to get out here in front of the fans and just have fun, meet some kids, sign some autographs, and you know, all the money that we're raising that are going to the other guys' foundations, we advise them to keep it in Western New York. So, you know, hopefully that they can continue to do more events and more things in Western New York, not just, you know, the events that we put on, but, you know, just kind of spread it out even more. So, you know, I think everyone's going to benefit from this game, and we couldn't, you know, be any more excited.
I know we don't have a total firm commitment yet from Josh Allen, but we'd love to see him here hitting bombs again. Yes, and I think that could be the plan if he winds up showing up, which I think he very well may.
We shall see. He's very, very busy man with a you know, very busy day coming up. So, you know, I'm not going to sit here and bother him and keep questioning on if he's coming or not. But, you know, I think that it's a great way for, like Sean has said in the past, it's a great way for, you know, the team to come together and have fun. And, you know, we love this event for that sake, too.
Okay, speaking of the team coming together, how about Tre'Davious White returning to the Buffalo Bills? You know, and emotionally, he was emotional yesterday in his press conference, and he said that when he tore his Achilles, he didn't realize it would be the last time he played with you and Jordan, and how that's kind of really allowed him to take perspective on taking every day, one day at a time. But what did Tre'Davious White mean to you and the Buffalo Bills over the last 7-8 years?
Everything. I would not be here without Tre'Davious. Just his constant friendship and motivation and one of the hardest workers I've ever been around. Even throughout his injuries, man, he was in the training room, he was pushing, he was trying to get better, trying to get stronger, trying to get faster, trying to get healthy. Love him to death, man. And this, you know, I think I was away from football a little bit last year, but really being removed and announcing my retirement, you know, you realize that, you know, football is one thing, but, you know, these friendships that I was able to build over the last couple of years being in Buffalo and just my career, being around some amazing guys is what I cherish for forever. And so as soon as I heard he was going back, we were on our way to Arizona for a family trip. I called him, FaceTimed him. We all were in the car, you know, happy, screaming, excited for him. And to see that smile on his face, and we all know, guys that have been around here for a while, you know, Sal, that Tre'Davious White smile is contagious. And you know, and I'm going to be honest, you know, I think that he lost it for a couple of years being in, you know, being injured and stuff like that. But to see him back and see him, you know, in that Bills uniform, I think it means a lot to everybody.
Are you a draft guy? Do you follow the draft? Do you get into it and see what's happening around the league? Iowa guys, Packers, Bills, all that kind of stuff?
I am not. You know, obviously I want to see the more Hawks, the better getting drafted. I've always said that the more Hawks you have on your team, the better the team will be. You know, Coach Ferentz knows how to recruit and develop and create some NFL guys, and that's why you see him so successful in the NFL. But when it comes to the draft, it's kind of man, this whole NIL and this whole draft, and it's like pumping them up, and they're all saying I should be the number one. It's never been my thing. You know, that whole process has never been my thing. I'm more about just staying under the radar, work for what's yours, get drafted where you get drafted. And, you know, you're all starting at the same level anyways. Obviously, pay's different, so that's what guys are trying to chase. But I've never been a big fan.
What was your draft night experience like?
You know what? I was a day three guy, fifth round, right? That was day three. I was like, man, I can't watch this draft because I know a bunch of guys are going to go in front of me that I just don't feel like they – are better than me. And so I was out on the golf course with my buddies. Name got called. I got a Green Bay, Wisconsin area code that called me. Was able to answer on the golf course. And we were throwing our golf clubs and running around. Yeah.
I love it. All right, before I let you go, really interesting topic I had today with the listeners. Friday night is obscure jersey night here for the Bisons. Yeah. Basically, you come, you wear any kind of jersey. People wear things from minor league hockey to movie stars. Have you ever been a jersey guy? Do you have something obscure, piece of memorabilia, anything like that that's kind of like no one else has something like this?
I have a few jerseys. I was a big D-Wade fan growing up. Yeah, I got a bunch of D-Wade. I got his Marquette jersey.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I got the Olympic jersey. I got, you know, obviously his Heat jersey. So I was a big D-Wade fan. Before that, you know, yeah, I was that little kid riding around the streets of Falstory, you know, rocking a Dennis Rodman.
Yes.
I think I had one of those Bulls jerseys. I think I had a Terrell Davis randomly. I don't know how I even remember that, but I think I had a Terrell Davis when I was even a Broncos fan. But yeah, man, that jersey phase, that was big when I was growing up. And so every single day, you know, you'd see a LaDainian Tomlinson jersey in middle school, and you see all these different jerseys. So, I'm sure I have a few somewhere tucked away in the closet.
And I know a lot of people listening have a Micah Hyde jersey, number 23 forever in Buffalo, right, buddy?
I love it. I love it, man. Thank you so much, Sal.
You got it. Thank you. I'll talk to you in a little while at the press conference. That is Micah Hyde. He is here for his charity softball game press conference. I appreciate a few minutes with me because he's going to...
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
I'll be talking with the rest of the media coming up here shortly, and I'm sure he's going to say a lot of the same things that he basically said here, but we are live on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show here from Salem Field, downtown Buffalo, here at Salem Field, and
We're trying to get a whole bunch of people here. Let's see if I got... Well, you know what? I don't have much time left, so I'm not going to stick my mic into someone's face here as they're getting ready for the press conference, but... You can, obviously, head to WGR550.com, head to our social channels. We're going to have much more coverage here from Micah Hyde and the charity softball game here from downtown Buffalo. It's going to be a very, very cool day. Micah's putting on his jersey right now. It is 23. He's got the black jersey that they're outfitting him here for the softball game. Is that going to be the defensive jersey color or just for Micah? This is John who's talking. Is that just what is the jersey? Is that just the defense or just for Micah?
Just defense? No, yeah, he's wearing his jersey.
But fits like a glove, huh?
I mean, this is just the sublimate. Yeah,
this is prototype. These are stitched this year.
I got one too because I'll be on the field with you guys. It looks awesome. Yeah. Does that mean I have to root for the defense because I got a black jersey?
Well, I think yeah,
I might have to, right? I know. I'll do that. There
offense
you go.
It's going to be gray and red, so they're going to be completely different.
Offense gray and red, and defense wearing black. That's really cool. So awesome time here out here. John is part of it. 26 shirts. They're outfitting these guys for the jerseys. It's going to be a great night, John. This is great out here, isn't it? It's a love heaven.
It's beautiful. You couldn't ask for a better day than this. I hope it's just like this in a couple weeks, right?
No doubt about it. Thank you very much for being a part of this. Yeah. So I'll be on the field wearing the jersey they gave me as well to be a part of this incredible event, raising a lot of money. It's the Imagine for Youth Foundation, Team Lammy, Equitable Advisors, a whole bunch of people coming together to make this happen. Okay, Bisons.com is where you go for tickets not only for this particular game, the Micah Hyde Charity Softball game, but also tickets for the homestand. Let's not forget, the Bisons are home this weekend, and I'm telling you folks, it's going to be great weather this weekend, and let's not forget, they got a game, it's a doubleheader today, all right, tomorrow, 6:05 is when the game starts. And don't worry, you won't miss any of the draft because the draft doesn't start until 8 p.m. On Thursday night. So once that happens, you can watch the game, Bisons, get home, and the Bills aren't picking until number 30. I'm guessing, Josh, just over the last few years, the way it's worked is the Bills won't pick until probably about 11:30 p.m. So it's going to be a little bit late. Oh, by the way, Josh, we got like 1 minute left. I'm really sorry. Is Brian still on hold? We had a caller named Brian. Is he still on hold? All right, let's get to him real quick. You got about 1 minute for me, Brian. I apologize. I had Micah Hyde here. Go ahead. What do you got for me?
Hey, what I got is the original Buffalo Sabre jersey, 1969-1970, Punch Imlach needed a jersey. He called a CCM salesman. He came down. He showed us some jerseys, and he pointed at the blue and gold and said, that's my jersey. Now, how I got it was I'm an original season ticket holder from that first year, so when he found out I was sick around Thanksgiving. He sent over a box to my house, and in there was a Bobby Hull picture, original six hockey pucks, an original Buffalo Sabre puck from that first year, and this jersey. And I feel like I'm a little like Jumbo Joe Watson. Nobody believes he has the original puck. Well, I look. His puck is the same as my puck, and that's the jersey that Imlach picked. And that CCM salesman gave it to me. There you go.
Brian, thank you very much. I appreciate that story. It's a great note to end on. I'll be down here for the Micah Hyde press conference coming up in a few minutes. Sabres Live up next, then One Bills Live. Show up in the Bulldog at 3 here on WGR.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game... You can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.